You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Steve. Are you in need of roadside?
Yes, hi. I need some aid and I am stranded. I have
I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up. I can barely hear you.
I said I am stranded on the side of the road. I have a roadside assistance with the insurance.
All right, could I get your first and last name?
First name is Jomeda, J-O-M-E-D-A.
Last name?
Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
And what's a good callback number?
It's 830-385-5119.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates?
That's fine, whatever.
Okay, message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Do you have your member number available?
Yes. My policy number is TXA 0171346.
T as in Tom, X as in X-ray, A as in apple?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a zero or an O, but it's 0171346.
All right, and what's the zip code associated with your policy?
78654.
Okay. Have you ever used your roadside assistance?
No, sir. This is the first time I'm using it.
And do you have the VIN number to your vehicle?
The VIN number?
Yes, ma'am, your VIN number.
Let me see if I can find that. Where would I find that on? My car?
Yes, ma'am. It should be located in the bottom right windshield. In the corner.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
What is
the VIN number?
It'll say VIN number. It's a pretty long number.
Okay. It's a VIN number. Is it that one right there? Oh my God. That one. 2-2-M-M-E-F-M-M-7-7-5-5
W-0-0-3-3-X-6-6-4-9-5-3-3-5-3-3. Okay, hold one moment.
Okay. What was that?
My alarm.
Oh.
Okay, I tried your VIN number, your zip code, and also your policy number in our system. I wasn't able to pull up any information with that. Do you see any numbers that may say member number?
Number number? What do you mean?
Do you see any numbers that say member number?
Okay, see, for your policy number?
Is that the TXA?
Oh, well, on the policy number or the receipt that I have, it says 939-771701.
Okay.
Oh, no, never mind. Hold on.
Who's the other paper? Let me it's a dozen in grammar key. Okay.
Policy number, Texas Liability Insurance Card. Policy number VGAO 397192. And in 30s.
Okay, can you say that for me one more time? You said that was VGA.
Victor?
Mm-hmm.
Victor Girl Apple Octopus 397192-000. It's on a 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis.
All right, hold just one moment. No, ma'am. I was unsuccessful with that number as well. 939-771701.
No, 397192000.
Is that the same number you?
Is that the same number that I gave you? It's a different number. I'm looking at my insurance card. It says policy number and it says VGAO. And then it says dash 397192-000. And then it says insurance company, All American Country Mutual Fire Insurance Company. And then it says vehicle. And then it says 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis. And then it has the VIN number 2MEFM75W03X649533.
Do you see any producer codes on that information anywhere? Anything that says producer code?
Nope.
Let me see the thing.
Here.
Okay. Because without that information, the service would have to be an out-of-pocket.
Well, the why am I paying for it if I can't use it? Why are y'all they charging me?
They should have sent you over a member number. That's your script is asking for a member number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they never gave me none of that stuff.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If they didn't, then you would have to reach out to them. The only way we could proceed is an out-of-pocket. But I know that they're closed now, so you would have to wait until tomorrow to reach out to them.
And how much is out of pocket?
I would have to get the rest of your information. I can get a quote for you.
What else do you need?
Could I get your a few other steps that we have to go through as well?
Okay.
You can start with the home address.
I'm sorry?
Could I get your home address, please?
Yes, it's 951 Sunset Drive in Granite Shoals, Texas.
Sunset. And what's the zip code?
78654.
78654. All right, hold just one second.
Okay.
Side of the Road of Riders because it's gated.
What's the year and make of your vehicle?
It's a 1993 Grand Marquis. Mm-hmm.
What's the color?
Blue. Blue fire, I think that's what they have on the insurance card.
Just talking with the record right now, see what how much.
Okay. And what seems to be the issue with the vehicle?
I'm sorry?
What seems to be the issue with the vehicle?
It doesn't want to drive. It doesn't want to move forward. The wheels don't want to spin.
Can you still put it in neutral?
Yeah, I can put it on neutral, but I try to press the gas and it won't go forward or backwards.
Okay, and just to verify, you are requesting a tow for tonight, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I do have to ask you I have to ask you a few questions about the vehicle. These are just yes or no questions, okay?
Okay.
Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No.
Okay, is the vehicle modified or lowered to the ground?
No.
Is this service the result of any kind of accident?
No.
Okay. And is that vehicle all-wheel drive or rear wheel?
It's rear wheel.
Rear, okay. Whatever you said the last one.
Will you be with the vehicle once they arrive?
Yes, I'm here right now.
With
two other people.
Okay, and do you have transportation from that area? I know the tow truck providers, they only allow one person to ride with them.
Yes, somebody's on their way.
Okay. Could I get the address to where you're located now?
Right now, I don't know the exact address, but I'm on Highway 1431.
Do you know the closest exit you may be near? If you have a smartphone, you make a look up like the closest gas station near you and give me that address. I can find you that way.
Okay, the nearest is Valero. Huh? Phillips Ranch Road. 1431 Phillips. Oh, Phillips Ranch Road is the closest one.
You said it was 1431. What was that? The address?
I'm on 1431 on the side of the road, but the exit right behind me is Phillips Ranch Road.
And you said it's Valero on Phillips Ranch Road?
Yes, it's a Valero. Yes.
Okay. Okay, does anyone there have a smartphone that they make a look up the address? I'm trying to search it, but it's pulling up Phillips.
Hold on, there's
Phillips
an
Ranch.
Officer here. Let me ask him.
Okay.
Hold on, give me 1 minute. There's an officer here.
That's not a cop.
Oh.
That's just a citizen.
Oh, well, he needs you to get off the phone and pull up something with a smartphone.
Okay, I got to get off the phone, but we're right here.
Because he couldn't. What do you need to pull up?
If you could pull up the address, I just need a physical address to that Valero. I can find you from there. I can. I'm trying to search Valero Phillips Ranch Road, and I can't pull up the address. But I know if you're closer to it, you can pull it up.
Where I'm parked at? I'm parked at a Riders. It's called Riders Bar and Grill. It used to be here. It's a dance hall, but it's closed. It's an abandoned building. It's on 1431. Highway 1431. I'm trying to see if I can see the address on there, on the building outside, but I can't see nothing.
Airport, 7111 Ranch Road, 1431. That's all it says.
Near 7911 Ranch Road, 1431.
Ranch Road, 1431.
What?
Eight.
Okay, 7911 Ranch Road, 1431.
Yeah, it's
Is it Granite Shoals?
Yes, in Granite Shoals, yes.
So that's where you are, where that's exactly where you're located,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's where I'm at right now, and I just go down the road to Sunset Drive, which is not far.
Okay. And you want to go to Sunset Drive to your home, 951?
951, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I have you mapped. I'm going to reach out to someone for you and get you a quote, okay? Just hold one moment.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Can I please hire?